Mariners and Nationals continuing their series Wednesday in our nation's capital. We pick it up in the bottom of the first, tied up at one. It's second and third, two down. Anthony Rendon faces Mariners rookie Sam Gavilio.
Breaking ball hit in the air to left center field. Dyson going back, way back to the warning track. At the wall, and it is gone. Goodbye. Another home run for Anthony Rendon.
Here's Robinson Cano down the third baseline for an RBI hit first time. He goes up and slams this one high in the air to left center. Taylor tracking, jumping, and it's off his glove, then the top of the wall. It stays in the ballpark.
Watch Michael A. Taylor go over the fence and then hit the fence and bring it back from the Mariners' bullpen.
2 2/3 innings, gave up 4 runs, 4 hits, and walked 4. 74 pitches. Swinging a fly ball, shallow center. Taylor coming hard into a slide. He made the catch. Michael Taylor does it again.
Well, Tanner Roark will at least start the seventh inning. He's got a 5-1 lead. Now the pitch. Strike 3 called. Comeback fastball over the inside corner.
Swing and a miss. Tanner Roark, 8 strikeouts.
Washington takes the first 2 games of the 3-game series against Seattle. Final score Wednesday is 5-1. Tanner Roark improves to 4-2, completing 7 innings. He holds the Mariners to a 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. The Nationals come up with wins in the first 2 games of their series against Seattle after a 5-1 win on Wednesday. Here's Washington manager Dusty Baker.
You know, he got through the early innings without a very high pitch count, because that's when what's been plaguing him the last 3 or 4 starts. And, you know, he was sharper today and had a real good slider. He had good command of his fastball.
You mentioned earlier today about the need for him not to try too hard with 2 strikes. He ends up striking out 8. Is that evidence
right
that you don't have to try hard?
No. Well, you just got to make pitches. You know, when you have them set up for a certain pitch, you know, you have to execute it. And sometimes when you're trying too hard to execute it, you cease being natural and, you know, throwing a ball where you want to throw it. So tonight was more, you know, like Tanner.
Dusty, Michael's getting the job done with the bat, but defensively he's been really strong the last handful of weeks as well. What about his skill set defensively do you think stands out that allows him to be so effective?
Well, the fact that he takes good routes. You know, he has an outstanding arm. And he wants the ball hit to him. And that's what your center fielder is for. You got to want the ball hit to you. He's taking charge in the outfield. And, you know, he's playing good baseball, period.
Dusty, what happened with Heisey?
What happened with Heisey, he took a swing in batting practice and he had a bicep rupture. And so we're not sure exactly how long he'll be out or what procedure that he's going to, you know, course to take.
To your knowledge, was this something that had been bothering him?
Yeah, it's been bothering him on and off. I see him shaking it and during the course of the game, you know, and so that's something that was bothering him. He took a swing last night, and, you know, usually these things don't just happen, you know, it's through a course of time. And, you know, it's sad that, you know, having such a good guy and a guy that's, you know, one of the spiritual leaders on our team. And so we just rally around him the way we did Eaton, and the other guys have to step up. Oh, yeah. I mean, because his hands were, you know, were bothering him earlier in the year. But, you know, he's as good a hands hitter as there is around. And, you know, outstanding clutch hitter. Hits the ball to all fields. And, you know, he had a pretty good April for him, but he's had an outstanding May. And, you know, now we got 3 guys or 4 guys, I think, with 30 RBIs or more. So that's a pretty balanced offense. And it's really needed with him batting behind Murph, you know, because he's going to get a lot of chances. And and every time it seemed like I give Anthony a day off from time to time, he responds, you know, with outstanding, ability and outstanding offensive outbursts.
Dusty,
Pardon?
Did combining this start with Tanner and then last night with Joe Rogers, how big can it be for you guys?
Well, that's huge for us. I mean, because it saves our pen, you know, because before, you know, Tanner was battling out there, but he was still kind of struggling. And, you know, throwing a lot of pitches. And so our bullpen, we were calling on our bullpen in the sixth inning most of the time, and we were counting on Tanner to take us into the sixth and possibly into the seventh because that's what he's known for. I mean, that's big. You know, if you can keep your bullpen sharp and rested at the same time, then they're going to be very, very, you know, a lot more productive.
How would you classify Anthony's run production this season versus what you would have expected or set as a goal for him to do this season?
Well, I didn't have any goals set for him, actually. You know, Anthony's a guy who can hit all over the order. You know, he's one of the few guys that feels comfortable he's going to be Anthony. And, you know, last year at the All-Star break, you know, I set a goal for him, and he succeeded and surpassed that. And so you just want Anthony just to be healthy and strong. And, you know, he plays an outstanding third base. He's an outstanding base runner. And, you know, this is Anthony early. You know, last year Anthony came on late, just like Jason Worth did. So you hope that they're, when the weather heats up, you know, they'll heat up even more. No, not really. But I mean, Dakota, you know, was kind of lobbying for that in the first place. But you know, we wanted to kind of break him in, you know, slowly because this guy's he's a year and a half out of college, you know. And so, you know, he had said that that's the job he wanted, and so it's his now. He's very calm. He throws strikes. He throws quality strikes. And, you know, he has a pretty good idea, you know, what he's doing for a young pitcher.
The big hit was Anthony Rendon's three-run home run in the bottom of the first off of Mariners rookie Sam Gavilio. It was his eighth home run of the season. Here's Rendon on his home run.
I mean, you said it. He was attacking the zone. He was working his two-seamers. Curveball was working over the plate tonight, so he was keeping the guys off balance.
Michael Taylor's getting the job done offensively and defensively as the camera gets a little close to you. How big of a factor can he be for this ball club, just kind of the total package that he brings?
Who did you say? I wasn't paying attention.
Michael A. Taylor, your buddy.
Oh, yeah, he's the man. That's my silent assassin right there. And don't sleep on Mikey. But, you know, he's amazing. He has the tools to be one of the greatest players that can play this game. So it's awesome to see him start clicking.
With Matt Wieters in there down in the order, you guys have the ability to go right, left, right from 2-8 in the order. What type of pressure does that put on the opposition when you've got that type of balance?
Well, I didn't realize that, but I guess it puts some good pressure on him.
The series finale Thursday has Washington lefty Gio Gonzalez facing Mariners lefty Ariel Miranda.